Mike Buchema has been a mechanic for more than 18 years, so he's seen cars change a lot. But opening the hood of a hybrid car, that pretty much changed his life.
The car just fascinates me altogether, so that was a perfect fit for when it came out. I said, this is what I want to be about.
He loves the technology. He loves that every time you hit the brakes, you recharge the car's battery. He loves all the little computers that tell him exactly what needs fixing. But there's one thing that took some getting used to.
The whole issue of safety was kind of freaky at first, because you almost didn't dare work on it because they were letting you know exactly how dangerous it was.
It's dangerous because you can get zapped by the high-voltage battery.
These have circuit fuses in them at, I believe, 15 amps. So there's plenty of power there. So it's not something that you want to mess with.
You can actually get electrocuted. Mike Buchema's got some experience with hybrids. He worked at Toyota when the first generation Prius came out. Buchema says the high-voltage batteries are pretty intimidating for the professionals, let alone backyard mechanics. And to really know what's wrong with a hybrid system, there's a big, thick manual you have to read. And come on, who wants to read the manual? Buchema says all this means working on hybrids is a pretty big shift for mechanics. He says at this point, most people who know how to fix hybrids work at dealerships. There aren't a whole lot of independent shops that can fix them. That could be a problem if you like to shop around to save money on car repair, or if you break down in the middle of nowhere. That's why, here and there, hybrid classes for independent mechanics are popping up. Curtis LaHaye teaches auto tech classes at Macomb Community College in Michigan. He recently started hybrid classes here. Today, he's got a room full of high school auto tech teachers. He's holding their attention, even after lunch.
Too many volts, too many amps, you're being cooked literally inside.
Then he pulls out the face shield and the big orange gloves.
Now, as a technician now, we need some new tools. These are lineman's gloves. People on the telephone poles, that's what they wear. Guess what we're wearing now? Same thing.
LaHaye says electricity can get through even a tiny pinhole in the gloves, so you have to be careful. There's also a big shepherd's hook you're supposed to have on hand, just in case you have to save your buddy from being electrocuted by a live battery. Joe Hart had his eye on that shepherd's hook. It's not the kind of thing that helps sell a guy on hybrids.
I'm an internal combustion guy. I'm a technician, but you've got to embrace change, and you've got to accept the fact that we're going to move from an oil society at some point in time, and I want to be there when it happens. You know, I want to be ahead of the game rather than trying to catch up.
Hart might not have much of a choice. Instructor Curtis LaHaye says even new internal combustion cars are getting more complicated, let alone hybrids.
If you don't keep up, you're going to fall behind the wayside. The old backyard mechanics, they're very hard to maintain these cars. They're very sophisticated. This is just the next level for them to get into. There's room for everybody, but I think the guys who really take the lead in this, especially now, be the ones who will take the lead in the future, and they'll do very well.
Mechanic Mike Buchema is hoping that's true. After a long career at a dealership, he's just opened his own shop specializing in hybrids. Right now, it's a little lonely for him.
I'm the service writer, the person that answers the phone, the person that fixes your car, and the person that collects your money. So I am, I guess, everything here right now.
Buchema says with any luck, that won't last too long. He sees his shop getting big enough that he can quit fixing cars himself. His dream is to hire guys fresh out of trade school and train them to be experts on hybrids and other cars of the future. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.